Well, we're trying to help you out here.
So I know that it's great to just let loose and have fun, and I know that it's great to focus specifically on what we want, and I can do each of those, but I don't know which I should be doing more of. In other words, spend more effort and time, not effort, but more time focusing specifically, or more fun, or more time just having fun and letting it all hang out.
The big answer is, the more time you can spend having fun and feeling good, the more benefit that you will bring to yourself. But you all have limits. In other words, some of you say, well, I would like to just always be on a cruise, but I have the limitation of time, or I have the limitation of money, or sometimes I'm expected to be other places, or I need to make a living. And so the rule of thumb is, be as specific as you can be and still feel good. We would far rather, you see, when you understand the three-step process of creation, which is step one is ask. And life just causes that to happen. You don't have to put on your things to do today list, I'm going to ask for what I want, or I'm going to do step one, because life just evokes step one from you. Life causes you to ask for what you want. And step two isn't your job at all. Source answers. That's this vibrational escrow that we've been talking about in all of these days. In other words, when you ask, Source not only gives it to you, but becomes the vibrational equivalent of it. Step three is, I must put myself in a place that I can allow what I'm asking for. And so that means the conscious effort is upon allowing, which means the question that you ask, if the conscious part of this three-part equation for me, if what my work is to allow, then anything that causes you to chill, anything that makes you feel relief, anything that makes you feel good is of benefit. So we watch Jerry and Esther. They go down to the cliffs at La Jolla in California near San Diego, and they lie out on the cliffs. It is the most beautiful place where the land meets the sea. They are certain of that. So they're looking at this beautiful water, and they are laying on these rocks, and they are there with the singular intent of doing nothing but basking in the beauty of the moment. And so they go, and they feel the warmth of the rocks, and they lie on the rocks, and they put their faces to the sun, and Jerry tickles Esther's arm, and Esther tickles Jerry's back, and they bask, and they bask, and they bask, and they bask for about 15 minutes. And then Jerry's fingers begin thumping on the rocks as he starts thinking he'd like to write something down and wants to know if Esther brought paper and a pencil in her purse, and Esther was smart enough to leave it in the car because she knows that he'll go to work on something. And then she'll say, I really like it when you tickle my arm for just a little longer, and she can milk another 5 minutes maximum out of him before he cannot stand it, because there is this wonderful dance between asking and receiving and asking and receiving and asking and receiving. In other words, it's not that there is only pleasure on the rocks. There's pleasure and allowing in a lot of different places. You have to define for yourself what the activities you are participating in are giving you the benefit of releasing resistance and what activities are causing resistance. In other words, even with Jerry and Esther, Esther could lie there longer resistance-free. Jerry does not have the capacity to lie there very long resistance-free, because there are other things that he then begins to want to do. So there's no right or wrong answer to this. You just have to want to feel good and keep moving in the direction of what feels good. If something is of interest to you, you're in alignment. If something's fascinating to you, you're in alignment. If you are blissed out and basking in the sun, you're in alignment. There's no right or wrong activity or word.
Well, if, for example, if I walk my dog on the beach, it makes me feel just great. I mean, I'm just joyful. And so if I'm deciding, okay, what should I do? Should I sit here in my chair and focus clearly on what I want? Or should I use this time to take my dog for a walk on the beach and feel blissful?
Here's the thing that we think you're getting at, and we can give you a very concrete answer that will satisfy you. When you understand that step one and step three are different steps, in other words, life is causing you to ask, And then anything that you can do that causes you to feel good is the allowing.